buying wood for your home may not always be the most exciting process, but what if that wood had a story? Thanks to a growing deconstruction or unbuilding movement, old timber is often taking on new life in Wisconsin, and reclaimed wood from barns, factories, and other buildings is becoming a hot commodity.
Our next guest recently wrote about unbuilding and reclaimed wood for the website wiscontext.org. He says consumer interest in unique wood products is driving a market for reclaimed wood, and it could have some big benefits for Wisconsin.
Scott Bovey is a professor in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's also a wood product specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He's stationed in Woodruff, Wisconsin at the Kemp Natural Resources Station. Scott, thanks so much for joining us today.
That's my pleasure.
So you write in your piece that reclaimed wood is still kind of a niche market, and yet there are a lot of people who want to get their hands on this product. What kind of consumer demand are we seeing for reclaimed wood in Wisconsin?
Well, that's really difficult to say, because reclaimed wood, we just don't have the metrics to measure it like we would some of the virgin material that's produced in our mills. So it's really hard to put an estimate on the volume. You saw in the piece that they mentioned that up to 30% of some of the wood that's sold in the Habitat for Humanity restores is wood products. So there's an idea of some of the volumes that you can see across the state.
Do you have a sense of when this trend towards reclaimed wood really started to take off here in the state?
Well, it's probably been in the last 10 years, maybe less. Like I mentioned before, reclaimed wood, we wouldn't necessarily need to use it because we do produce a lot of new material, but reclaimed wood can offer features that new material can't, just the life history of it, some of the character and patina that you can find in 100-year-old beams that you just can't find in new material.
And who's buying this wood? Are we talking about individuals? Are we talking about business owners? Or maybe a little bit of both?
I think certainly a little bit of both. I think people, when they're building a new home or doing remodeling in an existing home, they like some of the character that reclaimed wood offers, and that's just the design niche that they're going for.
And I'm sure that you hear a lot of reasons why people are drawn to the reclaimed wood. You mentioned that it looks really cool, but I'm also guessing you hear from a lot of people who say, I like the fact that this wood isn't going to waste. Can you talk some about how much wood waste is generated nationally each year?
Yeah, certainly. A great deal of wood waste is generated nationally. Again, I can't give you exact numbers, but it makes up a significant portion of the landfill material that goes into landfills from deconstruction. Some of the estimates range around 55 million tons of wood waste is generated on an annual basis in the U.S., and they believe that about half of this material is of acceptable size and quality that can actually be reused.
You mentioned that a lot of this wood goes into landfills if it's not being salvaged. Is there anywhere else that this wood waste ends up?
Well, sometimes what happens, it's kind of a lower value-added use, is if it's pulled out of the waste stream, it can be ground up and used for fuel, or it can be used for things like landscape mulch. But if you can think of a higher value use, like reusing it in a decorative application, it certainly adds more life to the product, because once it's turned into fuel or mulch, it's consumed quite rapidly.
And I'm wondering, too, are there certain kinds of trees, or are there certain kind of woods that really lend themselves nicely to this kind of process, or ones that you find people really wanting for their homes?
Well, I think a lot of that really depends. We have both softwoods, and those are woods that come from needle-bearing trees. Those are mainly used in construction to hold up our walls, things that you don't necessarily see. Those are often used as beams and structural supports in larger buildings, factories, things that are being deconstructed. But then you also have hardwoods, and hardwoods are the broadleaf trees that we have growing in the state. And again, those, you know, also were being used for beams and columns and buildings. It all depended upon what was available for use, especially when you look at old barns. Typically, when old barns were built, they used what they had on the land. So it could be, you know, a combination of both hardwood and softwood.
And so other than the waste reduction and, you know, the fact that this wood looks cool, I'm wondering if you could speak to some of the other benefits of this unbuilding process. And do you see benefits to local economies here in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly there's really a couple of benefits. There's benefits to local economies in the fact that it does take more labor to basically deconstruct this type of material and reuse it. So not only in the deconstruction process, but also in the reprocessing. So, for example, let's suppose we take a beam from an old factory. If we're going to turn that beam into wood flooring or wood paneling, there's labor involved in the deconstruction and labor involved in the reprocessing. So it gives back to our local economies by providing jobs that help the economy.
We're talking right now with Scott Bovey. He's a professor in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison. And, Scott, I'm guessing that you sort of alluded to the labor there. I'm guessing you can't just take the wood from a demolished barn and then immediately turn around and use it. What's the process that this wood must go through before it can take on a new life?
Yeah, so if you're going to take a beam and sort of add value to it by making it into a paneling or flooring product, the first thing you need to do is look for metal, because of the bolts and nails and other things. Those old fasteners will damage your milling equipment, so that has to be removed by hand, and then the product can be resawn into a usable thickness that you can make flooring or paneling from. And then typically you have to also re-dry the product, because you want to make sure that the product is dried to a dimensionally stable moisture content. And you also want to make sure that any insects that could potentially be in the product are killed. For example, powder post beetle is a very common insect that you can find in old barns. And if you would use that material in your home, those beetles could actually hatch from within the material and infest your home. So that's something you want to be careful about.
And are there times where wood just can't be reclaimed, or are these issues that you're talking about things that can really be prevented or worked on before maybe a new table or a floor is brought into a house?
Yeah, certainly I think there, you know, it all depends upon how much effort you want to put into it. You can certainly reclaim products as long as it's large enough and in sound shape. But it is going to take time, and it's going to take money to actually upgrade that product into something that's usable. One example of using a reclaimed product might be, let's suppose you want to put some decorative beams in a home or in a basement or remodeling project. Then you wouldn't necessarily need to do a lot of work to these, just because you may want that rustic look. But if you're going to take the beam and remanufacture it into something smaller, then it'll take more effort to make that a usable product.
Where would somebody go to try to get their hands on this kind of wood? Where could I go as a customer to get what you're talking about here?
Well, certainly the first place to go is to your computer. And if you type Reclaimed Wood Wisconsin, you're going to find a number of different companies that specialize in this. In my local area, Enterprise Wood Products in Rhinelander specializes in reclaimed wood products. So there's, depending upon where you live in the state, you'll certainly find a company that works in this type of product.
And then on the flip side of that, if I'm, let's say I'm a farmer in northern Wisconsin and I've got a barn to come down, and this barn has been there for a long time, and I know there are going to be some people out there who want to get their hands on this product, do I do the same thing? Do I call up the same company?
Yes, I would do the same thing, because most of these companies, if they do not deconstruct themselves, they work with specific specialists that do the deconstruction for them. So they could certainly point you in the right direction.
So I'm guessing all of this comes with a little bit of a cost. How much of a price difference might a customer be looking at between reclaimed wood and non-reclaimed wood?
It is a little bit more expensive. It's usually about twice the cost of a newly sawn virgin raw material. And a lot of that has to do with just all the labor that goes back into upgrading that product into something that you could use in your home or business.
And I know you didn't touch on this in the piece, but I'm wondering, is this something, you know, if I'm trying to sell my house and I can point to, I've got hardwood floors that were repurposed wood from a barn in Wisconsin, do you know if this is something that's really driving up resale value?
Well, I would be skeptical to say that. That might be something you'd want to say, and people might say, oh, that's neat. But it may not be for everyone. So certainly, with the cost of using this product, if you plan on selling your home soon, maybe this is a route you wouldn't want to go. But if you're looking to stay in your home for a long time and you would like to do some remodeling, you can do some pretty innovative things with this type of product.
Does the unbuilt and reused material market, whether it be wood or otherwise, have significant potential to grow here in Wisconsin in the coming years?
I think it will continue to grow. However, I think it will continue to be a niche market just because it only appeals to some people, and others may want to continue buying newly produced products.
Well, Scott, thanks for joining us today.
That's been my pleasure.
That was Scott Bovee, a professor in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He recently wrote about the demand for reclaimed wood in the state, and you can read his full piece over at wiscontext.org.